Israeli researchers have tried to document the way that years of terrorist attacks can affect an entire society. A survey published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that most Israelis are emotionally affected by the Middle East conflict. But as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, many develop a tolerance to the violence over time.
Researchers from Tel Aviv University interviewed 512 Israeli residents over the telephone last year. They talked with religious and non-religious Jews, with Israeli Arabs, and with residents who were not born in Israel. And across the board, most of them, more than three-quarters, said they suffered at least one traumatic symptom in response to attacks. They felt numb, for example, super jittery, or depressed. And that uniformity of response surprised psychologist Mark Gelkopf, one of the researchers.
We would have expected that Arabs who live in Arab villages and who are not the prime target of terrorism to be less stressed, but they were not less stressed. They were just as stressed as everybody. We would also expect people in disputed territories to be more stressed, but they were not more stressed either.
And he expected people who ride the bus more frequently or live in cities to be more stressed because they are more typical targets. But they were not, says Gelkopf. About half of those interviewed said they'd been personally exposed to a terrorist attack or had a family member or friend who was exposed. And while mostly everyone seemed to be emotionally affected by the attacks, only about 9% of those interviewed suffered the longer-term symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. That's lower than what Gelkopf expected and lower than the number of cases found in two studies done in New York City and the U.S. after September 11th. Gelkopf says PTSD is less frequent in Israel because over years of witnessing attacks, Israeli residents have developed strong methods of coping.
We have seen in our study that people use social support, they use emotional support, they give help, they receive help.
Part of that help involves seeking and receiving information, accurate information about where the attack occurred and who's dead, who's injured. UCLA psychologist Emmanuel Maidenberg studies trauma and stress. He says that accurate information is an important coping mechanism.
In terms of the threat, not necessarily a terrorist threat, but any threat, as human beings, we feel much more comfortable when we have more predictability and we have more control. And whether it's true control or perceived control, the outcome is pretty much the same. We do feel better about it.
And once again, it's a matter of time, says Maidenberg. Over the years, Israel has developed effective systems for gathering and disseminating accurate and detailed information about attacks. Maidenberg says in the U.S., such systems are only now beginning to develop.
We are going through initial stages of learning to live with uncertainty. That's a huge difference. I think that in the United States, we still are trying to accommodate and adapt to the fact that things may happen that are unpredictable and uncontrollable. Whereas in Israel, people live with this unpredictability for a long time.
And Maidenberg says the results of this study are a sort of sad good news, showing that in spite of what we humans go through, we adapt and continue on with our lives. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.